September 25th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I come today as a loving Father. I come once again to call my children out of the arms of danger and into my paternal heart. It is so easy to become complacent. One day unfolds just like every other. Soon Satan has you convinced time is not moving forward and all is well. He does not want you to recognize the errant path so many are following. This is how he steers mankind away from conversion of heart. With me, all things in the heart are visible. I look only at the heart. If you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, you cannot live in my divine will. You must pray for the grace to accept a forgiving attitude. If you are too self-reliant, trusting only in your own opinions, then you have replaced love and dependency on me with trust in yourself. If you love the power of money, authority, and prestige, you have chosen the gods of the world over me. All of these allurements are a compromise of the truth and of the reason I created you. You are mine, each of you. Love me above all else. Seek to please me, then seek to please your neighbor. Time is moving forward. Fast approaching are the events outlined in the book of Revelation. The first seal has been broken. The first trumpet is ready to be sounded. The second seal is loosening. Turn to me. A note is given to read Revelation chapter 6, 1 through 4. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say, as with a voice of thunder, Come! And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come! And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth, so that men should slay one another, and he was given a great sword. Another note is given to read Sirach, chapter 5, 4 through 7. Do not say, I sinned, and what happened to me? For the Lord is slow to anger. Do not be so confident of atonement that you add sin to sin. Do not say, His mercy is great. He will forgive the multitude of my sins. For both mercy and wrath are with Him, and His anger rests on sinners. Do not delay to turn to the Lord, nor postpone it from day to day. For suddenly the wrath of the Lord will go forth, and at the time of punishment, you will perish. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.